you know, I talked to Mayor Al Dwyer and city manager and council member, the deputy mayor, and we had, I think, a good conversation. And I've been talking to Bert Stedman in the interim as well, and we work well together, even though he's an R and I'm a D. We're lifelong, you know, residents of Southeast Alaska. We were both born here. Bert was born in Petersburg. I was born here in Juneau. And we've known each other forever. I was on, Bert and I served on the Alaska Municipal League together when we were both assembly members. And then Bert, in a higher capacity on the Sitka Assembly, and I as mayor of Juneau. So we've had a good working relationship over the years. So that's not the issue. The issue is Southeast Alaska and trying to make sure that three branches of government, you know, treat Southeast Alaska like it should be treated.
Well, even beyond the Republican and Democrat issue, for residents in Petersburg, as you know, some of whom oppose the redistricting plan, and they worry that Petersburg would not have as much of a voice in the legislature, and because of, you know, the larger community of Juneau maybe overshadowing in priority for its new legislators. And what are your thoughts on that concern?
Well, you know, I understand the concerns of Petersburg. I really do. But, you know, I think that we can get just as good representation for Petersburg out of this office than, you know, the current makeup of the legislature. I'm not saying anything bad about any of the current legislators. It's just it's a redistricting issue, but we work so well together. I don't think that it's going to make a difference at all. You know, I was president of the Southeast Conference of Mayors for 5 years and worked well with the mayor of Petersburg. Got two mayors, matter of fact, Ted Smith and Jeff Mucci. You know, it's just not an issue with me, because it's a Southeast issue, and that may sound very benign, but it's true.
For those who don't know, you've been part of the majority caucus of Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, and do you expect that cooperation's, or are you hopeful that cooperation will continue after 2012?
Well, you know, Matt, I'm hoping that it will continue, but, you know, that with redistricting, I mean, it's geared more toward especially in the rail belt area, toward Republican districts, and there, you know, there's a good opportunity for Republicans to gain control. But I hope that we can form another bipartisan working group. You know, we have 10 Democrats, 10 Republicans right now, but a group of Republicans joined the Democrats and formed what we call in the Senate the bipartisan working group, and it's worked very well.
Right, that's allowed you to be a chair of, for instance, the Labor and Commerce Committee?
Well, I'm chair of Labor and Commerce. I'm also on Senate Finance Committee with the chair, co-chair Bert Stedman, and I'm also on Transportation and on HESS.
Right, and things could change, obviously, with the committee assignments if there isn't either way, things will likely change a little bit, but if there is no bipartisan working group or majority caucus combined of Democrats and Republicans. And I guess if that does change, do you have ideas for how you'll be able to maintain influence for the region or for the area that you'll be representing?
Well, you know, I'm still going to try very hard to try to stay on the Finance Committee. And I'm very interested in, you know, energy issues, want to be involved in transportation. You know, I'm perfectly happy with the committees I'm on right now. I'm also chair of the Senate Finance Subcommittee on Courts and Education, two issues that are very, you know, prevalent in Southeast Alaska, especially education.
Do you plan on visiting at all anytime in the next, before the session or at
yeah,
some point
well,
during the
no,
session?
Yeah, well, no, not before the session. And let me tell you why. You know, Petersburg is still represented by Senator Stedman, and I don't want to, you know, tread on anybody's water, right? I just, you know, but we work together, and Bert and I have talked, and we're going to share information from the mayor and the city council. You know, it's an open door to Senator Stebbins' office. In fact, is 50 feet away from me here in the Capitol. And we get along together, and he has offered to work with my office on Petersburg issues. So, in fact, the second session of this legislature, I'm going to be working with Byrd and getting up to speed on issues that not only affect Petersburg, but Tenakee, Gustavus, and Skagway. You know, I think I'm very up to speed on it, you know, already, but, you know, it's not on the top of my agenda, because the top of my agenda right now until the end of the next session is Juneau. But I want to get up to speed, and so if everything holds up the way it's holding up right now, I can just jump right in. And I can guarantee you that as soon as the session ends, my chief of staff, Alita Buss, myself, and my finance person, Jesse Keel, will be down to Petersburg to meet with the council and have a community meeting.